Look who joins us now. Freddie P, CanadianThinker.com. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellows.
Wow. Ooh, hitting the high notes today, Freddie.
You almost
sound... Oh, yes. I love to sing in the spring.
You sound a little bit like Oprah there, you know, when she's introducing a guest.
Oh, yes. That's right. Kevin Costner.
Wow. Yes. Very good, yes. Freddie.
Yeah.
You're spending way too much time alone in the Tin Palace, I think.
I've got the same shape as Oprah, too. including the breasts.
Have you developed the man breast, Freddie?
Oh, have I developed?
Yeah.
This has been an ongoing issue with me since I was like 19. Are you kidding?
Are you going with the bro or the man's ear?
Oh, no, I let him flop, buddy. I let him flop.
You're a handsome fella, Freddie. Look. I keep saying to Matt, Fred, I said, you know, as you move down that life's highway, I tell him about all the aches and pains I feel now. I was explaining to him this morning. Now, let me ask you this, Fred, if this ever happens to you. Every morning when I get up and I'm getting ready for work, I like to do the really big stretch. You know, the one where you're just, the toes are curling and you're just kind of yelling. But I'm noticing as I'm getting older, my body is like seizing up during the stretch.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Freddie doesn't have that either.
You got to stretch another day part. Oh, you can't just do it when you get out of bed because that's, I guess, when you're at your stiffest, if you know what I'm saying.
I wish.
Yeah, that's right. Well, give that part a stretch, buddy boy.
That's the other problem, too.
From what I understand, every day in my junk mail, there's tons of things about... Yeah. You know, dealing with your dooley. Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems out there to know about my problems because I get a lot of the erectile dysfunction emails. Everybody seems in on my issues.
I know, eh? Yeah, it must be a pretty big problem given the spam and the junk mail and all the stuff you get on that subject.
It's because Maria keeps handing out his information, that's why.
That's right. Freddie, earlier this morning, Matt and I were talking about the MTV Awards. Did you watch any of this stuff with the two of the gals kissing and all of that?
No, I heard about it. Who kissed Lindsay Lohan and somebody else, wasn't it?
It was Sandra Bullock and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sandra Bullock and... She has marital problems, so she jumps to the other team that quickly?
I guess so.
It looks that way, yeah. Well, I guess she was there kissing Scarlett Johansson, because Scarlett Johansson is married to Ryan Reynolds, and she was getting some award for their kiss during that film, The Proposal. Anyhow...
So can I Google this in YouTube? But I love watching good-looking women kiss. Is this a flaw in my personality?
No,
that's fine.
Makes you a man, Freddie. Put some tin foil over your windows, and you spend a little time by yourself.
All right.
So anyhow, during the MTV Awards, there was a lot of cussing. The kids love to cuss on the television these days.
Right? Yeah.
So Matt and I have the Craig and Matt poll found at canadasrock.ca, and every day we ask a question, and rock listeners...
Is this a brass poll?
No, but it is sponsored by Studio 4, the new home of Rock Mornings with Craig and Matt, a parlor for men here in the Windsor area.
Very nice.
Yeah, well,
very nice.
You pass right by it as you're heading to Detroit. You should stop in and say hi on one of your travels with your pallies. Anyhow, so our question today is regarding swearing. And at our website, we ask, what is your favorite swear words? And here's your options, Fred.
Your options being the C word, the F bomb, the MF-er, the CS-er, or the S word.
Well, I don't really use any of those alone. My favorite one, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it, it's the F word. It's effin' in between JC, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You mix them up there. You give it some names.
I have effin' in between JC, which, you know, I know a lot of people would find that very offensive. But it's just the one that comes out more often than not. It comes out of my mouth when I'm annoyed.
It flows the easiest. I'm big on the MF or just all those hard consonants.
Yes.
They
or sometimes I just say the F word with different kinds of inflections.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like, let me put it this way. I am not saying the F word. I am saying truck. Like, you know the way you drive, what you drive a truck?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say something. I'll drop a tool or something and go, truck! Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But actually the F word. You see what I'm doing here.
Oh, yeah.
No, I like it.
Or sometimes there's a quick one like, tuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something like that.
You know what's always impressed me in this business, Fred, is the amount of times the F-bomb is used when you're off the air. And I know that when you and Humble were together, the room could be blue.
Yes. There was something about a microphone on air light that just made your swear the swear words go away. You know, people used to say that to us all the time.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that? Yeah. Like, how do you guys, like, turn the air blue in the studio? And the minute the microphone goes on, it stops.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the answer was simple. We like our jobs. We need the money. It was that built-in thing. You just knew when the microphone light was on, you didn't swear.
Someone said to me once, it's like being around your grandma. The microphone is like your grandma. You don't talk like that around Granny, and you don't talk like that around a microphone.
Well, it's funny, though, how eras change and, you know, generational attitudes change. My kids couldn't say that about their grandmother.
No.
My mother? Oh, are you kidding me?
She's got a mouth like a trucker?
Oh, you got to step it up when you're around her, or she's disappointed.
Yeah. Well, the rules have changed, too, with being on the air, right? I mean, there's words we can say now. Like, when you first got into radio, you couldn't even say the word bitch, right?
No.
And now we're pretty close to saying almost everything.
Yeah. That's the name of our show.
You know what word I hear a lot on the radio, too, and it depends on the format, usually in rock formats, and I don't even want to say it because I don't know if you guys say it, but I hear it on the radio a lot. It's the D word, dealing with, a woman cleanliness thing.
Oh, yeah.
Douche.
You know?
Douche? Huh? Douche?
Yeah.
Douchebag. Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that word.
That's funny you bring that up because we actually, you know how a lot of radio stations will have, like, their tool of the day or idiot of the day. We started a bit similar to that, and we called it Douchebag of the Day. And
Sorry, fellas, criticizing your bit.
No.
I didn't know. I wasn't aware, but I'm just not comfortable with that term, personally.
Funny enough that that's the word you bring up, and it bothers you, because we did it for about a week and then realized that the competition in town had been doing the same bit since about 2004.
So we dropped it.
So we bailed on that.
Do you not find that offensive to women, though?
Douchebag. I don't know if that word. No, it's never really bothered me.
Well, yeah, but you're not a woman. Last time I looked.
Don't look at the rack.
Well, look at my boobs. Yeah, I don't know, Fred. I don't, because I don't refer to women that way. I don't say she's a douchebag. I think douchebag is just a term for people, someone who's a lowlife.
I don't know. It's just something that's never sat well with me. But anyway, it's just a personal thing. I'm sure there's things that I say that others don't like.
So. Here's another question about swear words in the radio I have for you, Fred. Why is it that our industry has bleeped the F word in some songs and yet not in others? The classic example, the Who, and who the F are you? And yet with newer songs that we have out that have the F word in them, we do bleep that.
Well, I guess it all depends on how clear it is and how, you know, it stands out. Like, sometimes there's songs with the F word, it just sort of comes and goes, and you have to sort of listen for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other songs where it's actually sort of billboarded, you know, so you've got to do something about it. Yeah, you know, it's one of those interesting things about radio and musicians, and I'm trying to think, you know, if you want radio airplay, why would you ever release a song with the F word in it?
Yeah.
And then there are those bands that are so successful, they just don't care.
Right.
But often, you know, there might be up-and-comers that think it's cool to put, you know, expletives in their lyrics. Well, right off the bat, you're sort of behind the eight ball, you know?
Well, there was a band that we used to play, and I believe it was Shinedown, a couple of years ago, had a single out, and one of the words that they said in the song was heroin, and it was beeped out. It was just a "you're my" bleep instead of heroin.
And they bleeped heroin.
And they bleeped out heroin, where there's other songs, you know, like Nickelback or Theory of a Dead Man or something like that, which the whole song is just a truck over and over again.
Well, that's interesting, too, because "you're my heroine." I mean, that has double meanings. It can mean the drug, or it can mean my hero, right? Mm.
That must have been
I'm sure that's a word meaning, like, a derivative of hero.
A female hero,
a heroine? I don't know.
Freddie, it's all so confusing. I do know that we got to get the F out of here, though.
Okay, boys, yeah, good talking to you, and I'll talk to you next week. And as always, I'm loving you.